Amen. And this is what happened, that believers haven't learned how to, because of the pressure, because of the test, because of all these things coming against us, and it been confusing to know to know what faith is. Jesus said it all the time, but many people didn't get it. He did it all through his ministry, but many of them didn't get it. He never talked anything over twice. He told that fig tree, he said, no man eat fruit from you. What? Hereafter. Did anybody eat the fruit from that tree? Because Peter and them came back the next day because they didn't pay him no mind. They didn't thought nothing of it. They thought Jesus shot off some crazy word. What is that man talking? But when he came back the next day, hey, master, Jesus never changed. He said, this is what I was trying to teach you. If you have faith like that. You have faith like that. What you say don't change from it. And see, he is the truth. And faith will say what God said. Faith will stay with what God said. Faith won't change under pressure. Faith won't change when somebody else is pressing you. Faith won't change when somebody else challenges you. Faith will obey. Faith will operate in the spoken or the written, the living, should I say, the living word of God, because faith will make it verbal. Faith will say it. And you don't get there just doing it once or twice. It become a lifestyle. You live it every day. Every day you talk faith. You talk faith. You walk by faith. What the 2 Corinthians 5:7 said, we walk by faith and not by sight. And see, once you understand who you are and you understand where your riches are, you stop measuring what you have and don't have by this world system. And that's what happened to do me. That's why people won't believe God. That's why they back off. I don't have it. No, you're rich. You got to learn how to bring that into this realm. You were born rich. You were born wealthy. You were born a king. You were born a king, a priest unto God. You were born royalty. That's who you are. You're a new creature. You understand? You are a new species. You came out of God. You have access to everything God is. You're in the kingdom. But we haven't learned how to, and this is where the strange life of faith comes in. But once people understand it, it's easy. I just say it and that's it. But most people say it and then they want to look around and reason, wonder if somebody, no, you're not even in faith. Faith don't even look around it. I said it, that's it. What did that man say? The centurion, can you give me an 8th chapter of Matthew? In verse 5, the centurion, over the 100 soldiers. And when verse 5 said, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, they came unto him, a centurion, beseeching him. And he said, Lord, my servant, what? Lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, what? Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be, what? Healed. For I am a man, what? Under authority, having the soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go. What happened? He goes. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Look what Jesus said in the next verse. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And look what he said. And said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. No, not in Israel. Why? This man understood it. And this is what God want to get to this, you here tonight, us. I'm talking to myself. How does faith work? You don't have to try to work up to it. You feed it, grow it. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You don't have to try to qualify yourself. I'm going to read something in a minute if I have time. I don't think I have time. You already been made that way. All you got to do is feed this spirit man. Exercise him. Let him, let your, turn your faith loose. Stop fooling with reasoning. Stop trying to figure out how you, you don't have to figure out. It's already there. You just got to say it and it will show up. And you don't change. You, why you don't change? Because can God lie? Can he lie? If, did he say it? Well, then why would you change? Because pressure comes or something else shows up. A big thing shows up and all this. What did Satan say to God? Has Job said? And Job didn't know what he was doing. And once Job found out what he was doing, he changed. And what did God do for Job? He restored Job back. And Job had twice as much before he lost everything. Amen. This realm called spirit realm where God lives. There's no limit to God. I don't have time tonight. God is so high. If you want to, Psalm 113, he has to humble himself to behold heaven. He's so high. And get this, get this in the closing. He's so high. What did he do when Jesus was raised from the dead? What did he do with Jesus? Raise him up and sit him where? Where? On his throne, where he sits. What did he do for us? Raise us up together. Made us sit together. Are y'all catching this?
Yes, sir.
And when we understand who we are, but you know what we do? I've done this and been doing, but we have to change what we meditate upon, what we feed upon. We keep seeing ourselves as natural. Oh, that's old George. That's old Willie. That's old Martin. That's old Sarah. That's the way we approach. But in the realm of the spirit, I'm a new creature. I'm a son of God. That's who we are. And the wealth of God have been given to us. Have blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He's not going to give it. The wealth of God. And he want to teach us by the Holy Spirit how to draw that wealth into our lives, into what he had called us to do in this earth. And you know what we'll do? We'll see a problem and we'll say, we can't do that. We don't have the money to do it. We don't have the resource. No, God, that property out there. Landrus, the Lord told me to tell you. And I can miss it. He said, I got some property for you. You need to go stake your claim on it. More than you dream. Ha, ha, ha. Just go. He says, it's yours. Been yours all the time. He said, my spirit knows where it is and he lives in you. You don't have to sweat over it.